Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 18th of December. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce continues. Ignore anything politicians say about it today. That is all. UK retail sales were in the upper end of the forecast range for November and rose significantly in year-over-year terms. The reason that this is significant is that all parts of the UK economy were operating under some form of restriction in November, from Welsh lockdown to the English closing of non-essential stores. Despite this, there was retail strength, because people have adapted to the restrictions. This does not mean that the tightening of restrictions across Europe has no effect. It does mean that any damage is likely to be proportionately less than was the case with restrictions earlier in the year. Germany will be coming out with a bit more data today. Producer prices for November give a sense of pricing power and are less likely to underreport inflation than are consumer prices at the moment. There's also the Ifo Business Sentiment Opinion Poll for December. We know from things like trucking data that German manufacturing businesses were very active in the run-up to December. We also know that sentiment data tends to be led by media headlines, and the tightening of restrictions in Germany has led to some fairly strongly worded headlines. So sentiment is a battle between the real world and the media at the moment. The US current account deficit is due. It will, of course, be a deficit, and it's widely expected to be the largest deficit in over a decade. Despite US President Trump's assertion that trade wars are easy to win, it seems that the US has not really been winning, if reducing the deficit is defined as winning. Of course, the fact that the US is able to raise its domestic standard of living, funded purely by the export of paper, or treasury bonds, that could be considered a victory, which just highlights some of the problems of using the language of the battlefield, or perhaps the playground, to describe something as complex as global trade. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.